In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Hello, Josh.
Are you as excited as we are?
Yes.
Do you see what's happening? Do you understand what's going on? Do you understand the brilliance of physical reality, that you get to do anything you want to do in this reality at any time you're ready to do it? And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. If you don't want to do the thing that someone else is doing, you don't have to even consider it or concern yourself with it or worry about it at any time in your entire life. You can do what you want to do and leave the rest to anyone else. That means you are vibrationally matched to every single inspired idea that comes to you. And if that idea comes to you, then you must know it's for you, because it could not be for you unless it came to you. And you might think it's a wild idea or a crazy goose chase or you're wasting your time on this, but you can't waste time, because time is not real in the way you think it is. There is no true thing as time. Time is only a construct of this reality. And you have all the time in the universe. You can do anything you're inspired to do. And you don't need to worry about what other people think. You don't need to worry about whether it will come to the fruition that your imagination tells you it must be. You can just do the step after the step after the step and just enjoy the pleasure that it brings you. If the doing of something brings you pleasure, then that's all that's required. That's all that it means. It's just simply for the pleasure of it, for the interest and the curiosity and excitement of doing what you're inspired to do in every single moment of your life. In fact, if you could live in physical reality as a blended being, you would receive inspiration all day long in a constant flow that would never end. And you can determine for yourself, what is the most exciting thing I can do right now? And you could do that thing right now. And you could go anywhere and be anyone and have anything that you want in this reality. It is all for you. This is why reality is so exciting. This is why the physical is so tangible, because you get to make it up. You get to make up how you perceive right and wrong, how you perceive good and bad. There is no absolutes. It's all based on your perception of reality, and you can modify how you perceive reality at any time. You could modify it right now. You could modify it tomorrow. You could change your opinion about who you are. You could see yourself from a higher perspective, realizing that you are Source itself. In fact, you could live this life as if you are Source, living this illusion of physical reality, in this illusion of the body that you have, in this illusion of the persona that you've adopted, in this illusion that the people outside of you matter, or the conditions mean anything, or that you have to defend yourself or protect yourself from some harm out there or some worry in the future or some regret in the past. You could drop all that and realize that you're Source itself, and that all of this was created for you. For you to discover what? To discover that you are Source itself. There is no difference between Source and you. There is no hierarchy. There is no thing that's going to prove that you're worthy or prove that you're valid. That all comes from inside. When you can realize that you are Source itself, that this is your universe, that you've created it all. And we mean you've created everything. You've created all the people in your life. You've created all the conditions in your life. You created your idea of yourself. You created the sun and the moon and the stars and the planet. You created the mountains and the cities and the rivers and the valleys. You created everything so that you could come here, pretend that you're physical, and enjoy this experience. And when you return to the non-physical, you will look back and you will say, what a remarkable trip that was. How interesting that was. I can't wait to do it again. Much like going to an amusement park. You might go and think about going to the amusement park and have some idea of what you'll do there. And then you'll get there and then you have new ideas and you do new things. And then when you leave the amusement park, you'll say, what a fun ride that is. I can't wait to go back and try other things. And so anything that you've come here to try, please know that this is something you intended to explore, whatever that was. Certainly you intended to explore lack and limitation. And certainly you intended to explore abundance and freedom. And so where you are now in your life, in this moment, today, whether you're on this call right now or whether you're listening to it in the future, know that this is your reality, that you can do anything. And that if you've explored enough lack and limitation, you can now explore abundance and freedom. And you can be the magnificent source being that you are. There are no limits, there are no restrictions, there are no rules. You make it up as you go along. All it is a vibrational game. How do you adjust that vibration? We will tell you the easiest way. Right now, you might want to write this down. Change your perception of wrong and bad and see how everything is good and right. If you do that, you'll drop your resistance just a wee bit, and that will make all the difference in the world. Because without resistance, without the illusion that you are anything other than source, well, then this is the playground beyond anything you could have ever imagined. And in this playground, you can literally have, be, and do anything. So what do you want to do now? What do you want to do now? Not what you worried about in the past, not what you're worried about in the future. What do you want to do now? And with that, we'd like to talk about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I have a question, Joshua.
Excellent.
Okay. So I've been going through I like to call a leveling up the last week or so. And I realized that I truly have all the answers within me. I can only know all of my thoughts, all of my filters. So my answers within me can be the truest because I am me, right? And so if I ask enough times, I'll get the question. But I must trust in the moment that this is my truth and this is all I need at that point. Or am I fooling myself into believing this because of fears and limiting beliefs?
So you might have an education. And in that education, we'll say school as a child. And you might say that the teacher has all the answers. And that you, the student, need the answers the teacher has to give you.
Right.
But you couldn't have gotten into that school if you weren't a vibrational match to the answers. And so from your belief system, you say, the teacher has the answer. And so then you come along and you see other teachers throughout your whole life, other teachers, and you assume they have the answer. This is your device. You see, because you don't have the belief system that says that all answers exist within me. I am connected to source energy, source consciousness, my inner self, my guidance supporters, all flowing answers to me at any time. But your belief system does not allow the answers to come from within because you have been programmed to perceive that answers must come from without. Mm-hmm. And those answers will always be muted in some respect or foggy or unclear in some respect because you're not choosing to come from the clear path that molds, that will flow within your belief system.
Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking about that today, listening to different teachers and stuff. You know, sometimes there's conflicting messages with between different things on the internet or whatever. And I feel like, could that possibly be their lack as far as their lack of life experience or their lack of allowing stuff to flow through? And so that's what then got me to thinking that my clearest answers are going to be the ones that come through me because of my life experiences, my filters, etc.
And your belief system.
And my belief system. And even if they were to tell me something, because of my belief system, I may not even hear it.
Or you might absolutely believe it, even though it's based in fear and control.
Okay.
Oh, and you see all these people on Earth believing things that are not true because it resonates with them, because it aligns with their belief system that they are a victim and they must control their conditions.
Right.
Now, you come along and you hear our teachings, and our teachings are based in the absolute acceptance of what is, based in pure love. And these teachings resonate with some of you who have come to the place where you're accepting that things are neither good or bad, right or wrong, that how one perceives them makes it true for them. Mm-hmm. And you have a chance now, or a choice of perspective, a choice of belief systems. So you can either believe that you must control conditions and that you're a victim to fate, luck, randomness, or you can choose to believe that you are source consciousness, that you've come here for an expansive experience, that you're expanding through every moment, that you're constantly expanding, that you're on a journey of self-discovery, and that anything is possible in this reality, including all the answers to your questions, whether it's from outside or inside. But the clearest answers for you specifically will come from that which comes from inside. Okay. We have access to all of the intentions you set prior to your birth, all of the thoughts you think, all of these ideas, but they have to come through Gary, you see. Right. And so what matches Gary's belief systems will come through him. He happens to have an open and malleable belief system. And so so he allows himself to say things that he believes could be true. Now, you have to see it through the filter of you looking at Gary. Is Gary channeling? Is this articulate enough information for you? Does it resonate at a higher level with who you truly are? Is there a bit of control in there? Is there a bit of ego in there? Are these other things that could mute the information?
Right.
And so you get what you get at the level that you get it, and that is all good and well. But eventually you'll see that you are a channel as well, as are all people, and that you channel your inner self and source itself. And whenever you are feeling good and inspired, you receive the information that you need to do what you need to do now in this moment. Not the information you need to do 5 years from now or 2 weeks from now, but the information you need right now. And since this is a journey, you do not want all the information at one point, because that would be, there'd be no purpose left for this physical reality, for this environment, for this exploration. If you were an explorer and you were going to climb to the top of a mountain that had never been explored before, and you were suddenly beamed to the top of that mountain, there'd be no satisfaction in that, because you missed all of the steps along the way, and each step was expansive. You came for the steps, not for the end result. You came for the seeking of the answer, not the receiving of the answer, you see. Because how could you even pose the question unless you've taken steps along the way?
Right. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Appreciate that.
Who's next? Jump on in.
Hello, Joshua.
Hello.
Yes, I'm curious about the game of chess, for example. When I was a child, I was actually quite good, and I played it very instinctively without much strategy. And I'm just curious, because it's a good analogy for how one can live life, the balance between strategy, thinking about a few steps in advance, and instinctively reacting to in the moment without thinking too much in advance.
There are two ways to play chess. One is in the moment, and one is to have a strategy of several moves ahead. Now, one way is not better than the other way. Living in the moment or playing chess in the moment, you would be guided to the next logical step. The next step. Now, that step does not necessarily mean you'll win this game, because your desire to win the game may not have anything to do with your true desires or your desires that were set pre-birth, you see. And so you, in your physical form, you say, I'm playing this game of chess and I must win this game. And your inner self says, hold on, there's a lot of other things going on here. What about the other person? What about your relationship with that person? What about the relationship with yourself? What if you think that winning the game means you're good and losing the game means you're bad? Well, then for your growth, it might not be necessary for you to win the game. It might be best for you to lose the game. To understand that the game does not mean anything about you. And so if you could just go with the flow of what is happening, release all attachments to the outcome of that game, and just go with how you're guided. And then if you win, you do not assume that you're better. And if you lose, you do not assume that you're worse. You simply do it for the pleasure. Therefore, if you were to strategize and think 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 steps forward, if that was more fun, then that would be aligned with who you truly are. But humans have so many attachments to the outcomes. And generally they say that if the outcome is what I think it should be, that validates me as a human, means I'm good. And you are not here to be validated because you are good. You are perfect. Nothing outside of you can ever make any difference. If you just sat in the fact that you are good and winning or losing doesn't mean anything, or manifesting or not manifesting what you think you want also doesn't mean anything, you could simply enjoy the moment of the game. So we'll ask you a question. When you were a child and you played the game and you lost, how did you feel?
No, it wasn't a big deal.
If you got really, really, really good and you won and won and won and won and won, and then you lost, how would you feel?
Probably worse.
Because now you're attaching your value to this winning, you see. And your inner self is sending you an emotion, a negative emotion from your perspective. And that emotion does not feel good. And so what is happening here is your perspective is a bit off. You think that winning the game is good and losing the game is bad. And we're not saying it's not. We're not saying that you shouldn't have this opinion. What we're saying is by attaching your value to the outcome, you are simply not seeing reality as it really is. You are assuming that things outside of you make you feel something that you don't already feel or that you do already feel. Do you see? By attaching the outcome to who you are, you're not playing the game as you intended. The game is meant to be fun, but you might tend to take it a little more seriously. Life is meant to be fun, but you might take it a little too seriously. If you take life seriously, you're going to be waffling around with the conditions. If the conditions are good, you'll feel good. If the conditions are bad, you'll feel bad. And you won't be the creator that you intended to be. You will simply be reactionary. You will live in duality. Things are good or bad. Instead of being the creator saying, I create my perception of reality by how I choose to perceive what is happening and how I choose to perceive myself regardless of what's happening. In that, you will enjoy all this fun and exciting and interesting things that are going on here in physical reality without taking it too seriously. If this is a feeling reality, and it certainly is because you're not doing anything other than feeling something, wouldn't it be wise to set up a perception of reality so that more things feel good to you, so that you need not feel negative emotion, that you are looking at reality from the higher perspective as it truly is, as your inner self is looking at it? Wouldn't that make sense? And if you did that, what would that mean? That would mean that you're giving up a lot of resistance to what is. And the moment you choose to give up resistance, then everything you truly want flows to you. The idea here is that the intentions you set prior to your birth are all the things you truly want. You truly want to express your love, not to receive love. You truly want to love and accept yourself, not to be validated by the outside. You truly love to accept the conditions as they are, not complain about the conditions as they are. You truly desire to experience freedom and abundance, not limitation or lack. And you truly intended to expand in joy. You truly intended to see everything from the higher perspective. You truly intended to feel good. without resistance, everything you truly want comes to you. And when that life comes to you, it's going to feel very, very good to you.
Thank you.
Excellent question. Who's next?
I have one. This is like a very minor, but I feel like it's really applicable. Is yesterday, there was just like on my list of things to do, an errand that, you know, was just chipping off something off the task list. You know, it wasn't super important to me, but it was just, you know, something on the list. And I kind of neglected it till later in the afternoon. Finally, when I went to do it, I realized, okay, well, I at this point, no one else can watch the kids, so I got to load them up into the van too. And we went to go, and all of a sudden, I got into the first busy road, and I was like, oh, traffic. And I was like, and I thought, this is going to just take me more time than necessary. I don't like it. I don't, you know, it didn't feel good. And so far, in processing like the not feeling good is like, okay, well, there must be something on the other side that is good. But in this case, I was like, I just don't want it. So I just turned right back into the neighborhood and went back home.
Perfect. We'd agree with that.
Because when I did, then I was like, this feels good. You know, I'll just do that another time. So
exactly. So this is the idea of efforting and struggling to do what you think has to be done, rather than simply and easily going with the flow of what you're inspired to do, what you're interested in doing, and what feels good. And sometimes checking off the list of things to do feels good. And that's perfect inspiration. And sometimes it feels like effort and struggle. And effort and struggle is never going to lead to the elegant manifestation of everything you want. Effort and struggle lead to more effort and struggle. Ease and allowing lead to more ease and allowing. Do you know that the universe is creating scenarios for you to move towards who you truly are? And society will say, you have to do these things to protect yourself. You have to be responsible. You have to do things you don't want to do. It's just part of life. There are things that you are not going to want to do that you have to do. And we say, the universe is far more powerful than you give it credit for. You, as a individual living in a body, can do a certain amount of things, but you will never have the power of the universe unless you align with that power and let the universe do its work. And so many of you who are getting easier with this and more comfortable with these ideas are now starting to delay doing things you think you have to do, and giving it a little more time and waiting till the inspiration strikes, or waking up the next day and noticing that it's already been taken care of. That email that you thought you had to send turns out that you get a reply back and it was never necessary in the first place. That thing you think you have to do that you are not wanting to do turns out it was not a big deal. Turns out it never had to be done, because the universe will set in motion all kinds of people, places, events, circumstances in your favor. And if you do not need to do it, the universe will inspire somebody else to do it. There is so much power here. And when you perceive that you are solely responsible for creating what you think needs to happen, well, you certainly can create it, but it will be an effort and a struggle. Instead, if you just did what you're inspired to do and let the universe take care of the rest, you will be so much more effective than you could ever dream of. And in only doing what you're inspired to do and not feeling guilty for not doing what you're not inspired to do, you will create this sense of less resistance, more ease, more joy, more fun, more moments of connection, more productive activity that leads to what you truly want and not to what you think you want. What you think you want is often based in fear. It's the lack of this, or I need to do this in order to make other people appreciate me, or I need to do this in order to get the numbers up, or I need to do this thing in order to make sure that the money comes in. And we say, everything is always flowing to you. You are either in alignment with it or you're getting in the way of it. And if you can get out of the way and do exactly what you did, realize now is not the time. I am not inspired to do that now. It can always wait. We can always wait. And we say, procrastinate all you like on the things that you don't want to do and focus on the things you do want to do in the moment, and you'll notice how magically everything gets taken care of.
Rad. Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent.
I'd like to jump in. My comment is that I love this conversation, and as I practice it more and more, I realize more and more freedom, not to be attached to the outcome, to not get all worked up about this situation or that situation. I get it. That, you know, often it's based, our actions are so based in fear, right? We think that we're doing something in order to get more money. It's not actually the money we want, the experience we want, not allowing the universe to bring us something in the way that it wants to bring us to it. And yet, I still find those old ways still want to come back to me. And I appreciate that I'm growing past that. So in a very small example, and it's just a very small example, on the last call, I talked about this woman who had a resignation letter, and I didn't know what to say, and I just left it as you suggested. And then later in the day or whenever it was, I was looking at my emails and I saw the email, and I did feel inspired in a way. I felt some more compassion. I found appreciation for what she had contributed instead of unappreciation for all the things she didn't do. And then it felt good for me to wish her peace in her journey towards wherever she was headed.
So the reply to that first email where the woman was going through a hard time was, you felt was necessary.
Yes.
You thought it was something you had to do.
I felt that if I didn't respond, it would be uncaring, that all these people that she sent it to, no one that says anything, how would that feel? I kind of felt, ooh, that would feel not good.
And that is based in fear. And so you have an urge to do something, yet you're not inspired to do it. You do not want to do it. It's not enjoyable or pleasurable. And so he said, wait till you receive inspiration. And if the inspiration comes, you can take the action on that inspiration. And that inspiration will be based in love. And now you have a whole new thought flow coming, a thought flow based in love rather than a thought flow based in fear. And so now it's easy to write that email and you feel good about it because it's aligned with who you truly are. So that's a perfect example of an urge to change the conditions or inspiration that will move you forward to who you truly are. Not to get anything, not to get someone to like you or appreciate you or think you're a good person, but simply to express your love. You see, acting on the urge is trying to get someone to like you. Acting on inspiration is expressing your love to someone else. Yeah. The power comes from expressing your love to someone else, your love to yourself, your love to the conditions, and not from the urge to do a task. And how it's received doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just in the creation. The action that you take, is the action pleasurable, enjoyable, aligned with who you truly are, or is it based on an urge to change the conditions? You could have a goal. You could have a goal to make $100,000 in 1 month. And in that month, you have now imprisoned yourself.
Yeah.
Because what you truly want, you will bypass all the inspiration that flows to you because it's not aligned with that goal. So you've taken yourself out of true freedom and into more limitation, even though you think that once you achieve that goal, it'll be to some positive end. And we're not saying it isn't. What we're saying is that's not why you're here. You're here to feel joy, to act on inspiration, to engage the powers of the universe, to move you forward on a journey of self-discovery, to discover your true and authentic self, not to make something happen you think will be a good thing. And so as you release yourself from these goals, from these needs of yours to be liked, loved, or respected, from your need to be secure, and you just allow yourself to be in the moment and act on whatever is inspiring to you in the time, whatever is most exciting, whatever is most interesting, you will free yourself.
Yeah.
Completely and absolutely free yourself.
It does feel free. And yet my own programming from the past wants to come in. And so do the voices of people around me who feel that this is irresponsible.
Those voices from the people around you are no different than the doubt that comes in. They're a reflection of that doubt.
Yeah.
You process that doubt first, and those voices will disappear.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent.
That feels good. I like that.
Samir. Very good.
I have a question, Joshua.
Sorry, Rada.
Okay. I'm loving this conversation, by the way, because everybody is like asking all the questions that I wanted to ask, but...
What are the odds?
The odds of what? Of that happening? Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So I just want to extrapolate, I guess, a bit on that and just ask, I have been kind of struggling with something that I'm telling myself I have to do.
What's that?
Start a YouTube channel and start making videos.
That's something you're inspired to do.
Yes.
It aligns with who you truly are.
Yes.
It's exciting and fun.
Yes, but
does
then
it feel like work and effort?
Yes.
Because you do not like the fear that pops up.
Okay, so my question is, how do we decipher when something is coming up that we're inspired to do, but then there's resistance? Like, how do I know if it's a limiting belief? Because like right now with this, I'm having trouble figuring out if there's limiting beliefs there that's stopping me from doing it, or if I'm just not inspired right now.
You wouldn't have the thought if you were inspired. Does that thought is aligned perfectly with who you are, why you're in the boot camp, who you truly are, spiritual leader and teacher? This is who you truly are. And there's doubts about that. You don't believe it. You don't believe your source itself. You don't believe you're one with all. You don't believe you have anything magnificent to say. You think that other people might criticize you. Who are you to go and have this fancy YouTube channel and say all these things to people? This doubt is part of your exploration of who you truly are. You do not want to be free of doubt. You want to push past the doubt, take whatever step you can take, and move to another expanded level. And as you get to that level, you'll have all the answers, because they'll come from within, with what to do next. So, what can you do? See, people tend to take on an imagination of the end result of hundreds and hundreds of hours of video uploading and having to deal with this and to deal with that and having to figure it all out right now. That's not the case. You take one thing that you can do now and you push past the fear to do that one thing. And the one thing that you can do right now, you will always be able to push past the fear, because the one thing that you could do right now is aligned with you. The thing you do 10 steps from now or a year from now is not aligned with who you are now. You have to make a vibrational step to get to that level. And so each day is another step. So there are 365 days or 365 steps in that ascension to who you will be. And we only say ascension to make reference to the fact that you are expanding in every moment. It's not that you'll be a better or worse person. It's not that you'll be more worthy or any of that. It's only that you'll see yourself more clearly as you expand. And this is what the journey of expansion, what the process of expansion is all about, is to understand more and more aspects of who you are. See yourself from more and more different angles and different perspectives. You could look at a mirror and you could move off to the side and you could see yourself from another angle. You could take a picture and you could look at it from many different angles. And that's what time allows you to do too, because you will see yourself differently tomorrow than you do today. If you take the action you're inspired to do, you will make it easier to take that journey of self-discovery. If you are succumbing to fear, you are growing a momentum of fear, and it'll be more difficult to push past fear in the future. The more you push past fear today, the easier it'll be to push past fear tomorrow, you see. And so you have built up a momentum of fear, and now you're going to build a momentum of courage and pushing and confidence by pushing past fear. And so what could you do? Could you think of a name for your YouTube channel?
Yeah, there's a few things that I can think of that I can do, a small step. Yeah.
Well, they're not small steps. Each step is equal, but you have to do one thing at a time. It is of no use to go to the top of that staircase until you've gotten comfortable taking the first step. And so there will always be steps that, in your perspective now, are small steps. So you could do all these small steps and enjoy the process of doing it and feel that you're still pushing past fear, because you have to push past fear to sit down, get a pen, get a pad of paper, and think of the titles for your YouTube channel, because the doubt will say, why am I wasting my time? The doubt will always say, why am I wasting my time? Or what will people think? Or who am I to think I can do this? The doubt will always be there. No matter how high you go, it will always be there. It'll never end. And you do not want it to end. You want the doubt, because the doubt gives you something to feel and to move through. And when you move through fear to do what you're inspired to do, the feeling you will receive is exhilaration. And that feeling is aligned with who you truly are. This is all that's happening here, is that you're creating a space where you can receive inspiration, and then creating a space where you can contemplate the inspiration, and then building up the courage or processing the limiting beliefs that allow you to push past the fear so you can take one action. The action itself is the expansive part. Where it leads is doesn't matter. It's meaningless. The action that you take is the expansive part. Where it leads is meaningless. You don't care where it leads. You don't even want to know where it leads. And you certainly don't want to imagine where it leads. Just imagine that you're taking one step on a staircase and you can't see the end. And that end will never come. It'll always be a series of more stairs. And you can stop and take breaks and pat yourself on the back if you want to, but you can't stop climbing that staircase, and this is why you're here. And it's not a difficult staircase, but it does take a little bit of courage at each step. One step after the other, and in no time, you'll be ascended, or you'll be expanded into a new version of you. And that allows you to look back on this version, asking this question right now, and you say, look how far I've come. I've come from all the way down there, and now I'm up here. How exciting is that? And I'm doing things that I never thought I would do before. And you've always been doing this, maybe not even knowing it. How did you get here? How are you on this call? How are you speaking to infinite intelligence right now? Are you one of the first 100 people? How are you one of the first 100 people in the boot camp? How did you get here and the other 7 billion people didn't get here? You took one step at a time to be here. And you can enjoy this right now and realize that you're one of the first to be here. And you are exploring new ideas that very few people are aware of. This is what you're going to be talking about in your own words. And there will be millions of people who want to hear what you have to say about it. And that's going to feel very good to you. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Thank you.
Can I ask a question of clarification on your answer to that? You said, don't care about what will happen. You don't want to know. Don't even imagine it. So what I'd like clarity on is that imagining, because maybe I'm confusing that with, you know, you want your vibration to be one of love and success. And if you are, okay, because I thought that you want to imagine where you want to be and the feeling of it as a co-creator. So
you are right. You are co-creating with the universe. Your job is to iron out the wobbles in your vibration. Remove the fear. Remove the doubt. Make the doubt inconsequential. Make it meaningless so that when you are inspired to do something, you can push past the fear. Humans have been taught to visualize. And this activity for most humans is excellent because most humans are visualizing the worst that could happen. They're visualizing the unwanted. They're using their imagination in unempowering ways. And so the teachings come forth and they say, try visualizing something happy, something nice, something wonderful, something pleasurable. And so humans will imagine all these things they think they want. And they will get fixated and they will perceive that when I get this thing I want, then I'll be happy. When I get this thing I want, I'll be worthy. And they will go off and effort and do and struggle and keep their mind so focused on this thing that they want that they're bypassing all the inspired ideas and all the pleasure and all the fun times, and they're taking life way too seriously. And what we say is, you'll receive inspiration. If you get to a place where you're receiving inspiration, it means that you've ironed out so many wobbles in your vibration that the inspiration has come. If you get one inspired idea a day, you've ironed out so many wobbles that one inspired idea comes to you. If you get 100 a day, that means you've ironed out so many wobbles that you're receiving 100 inspired ideas a day. Of those 100 ideas, you can pick one or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or 10 and do the step. And most of the inspired ideas, such as seeing the clock when it's all aligned up, 1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, that doesn't take a lot of visualization, does it? It simply takes the idea that you are free from enough wobble that inspired idea can come through, that you will turn your head at that time and see the time that you're inspired to see and feel the exhilaration in being in alignment, because it means that you're in alignment. There was no wobble in your vibration, and you looked over when you're inspired to look over to notice the numbers in alignment, meaning that you are connected to your inner self. Just another little message that you are connected. Now, say you're inspired to take out the trash, to wash the dishes, to walk the dog, to turn on the TV, to research something on Google, to call a friend, to call your mother. You aren't seeing the end fruition of a lot of these things. Now, you might get on there and call your father and you say, oh no, if I get in a call with my father, he's going to talk about this and that and why I'm not doing this and why I'm not doing that, because he has a little bit of fear there and he wants to make sure to alleviate his fear, he'll want to control you. And so this is a dynamic that you've had. And so now you're inspired to call him, and yet you feel a little resistance, a little fear. It pops up the moment you receive that inspiration, and it always will. It always will. It may be so minute that you're easily pushed past it, and it may be a little bigger. But if you can take a moment to say, I don't have to be bothered by anything my father says. My father does not create my reality. He's just in fear, and he's going to want to control his fear, and the easiest way to do that is to control me. And so if he says something that is controlling, I'll understand where that's coming from. But the most important thing is I'm inspired to call him now, and so I will push past that fear. I will pre-pave by setting my intentions for this phone call, and I will call him, do what I'm inspired to do in this moment. And if I don't do it, I will not beat myself up for not doing it. There's always tomorrow. I'll always receive more inspiration. Inspiration is flowing like a river, and I can pick out inspiration out of that river like someone might catch fish. You don't have to catch all the fish. Just catch what you can. Just catch the fish because it's enjoyable and do the one step you can do. But if you are completely focused on this end result of your inspired idea, the moment it looks like it's not going to lead to that fruition, you will quit or the fear will become too intense. And the universe is sending you inspired ideas that will get in through all the limiting beliefs you see. And this is why you can only do the first step, because the universe can't send you the inspiration to the last step first, because you're not a vibrational match to that, because your beliefs have not been changed yet. Your beliefs will be adjusted along the way as you move towards the outcome of whatever this inspiration will lead you to. And so often the universe will say, be interested in this subject, and that subject will lead you to the next subject. But if, let's say, you were going to move to Florida, and so you might be first inspired by an article about Florida, or a friend who's visited Florida, or somebody who's selling a house in Florida, or little things like that, without ever the idea that you're actually going to move to Florida, you see. The universe knows that when you move to Florida, you might meet somebody there who's going to radically change the trajectory of your life. But to get you to Florida, it has to bypass the belief systems that exist now. And so it starts with a little thing. Where are you vibrationally now, and what can come in based on your belief systems? And if this thing can come in, then there's a good chance you take action on this inspired idea that will alter your belief system and your perspective just enough so the next idea can come in. If Gary knew that he'd be doing this now, that he would be a spiritual leader and teacher, that he would be a channel, if he knew that 6 years ago, he would have thrown the computer in the trash and never typed a word. He would not want to be where he is now, because he is not a vibrational match to who he is now back then. He had to take all the steps in the 6 years that led him here. Now that he's here, he would not have changed a thing. He would not have wanted to come any faster. He loved every single experience along the way. He is able to be in this place right now as a channel and as a spiritual leader and teacher with the confidence that comes with where he is now. Those 6 years of steps enabled him to be here. If it happened in 2 years, he would not have been ready. And he would have missed out on all those experiences that were pleasurable and joyful and fun. So you want the journey. You do not want the end. You want the steps. You do not need to know where it goes to. You want to release all of that. You don't even want to think about tomorrow. In fact, if you could, you wouldn't want to think about 5 minutes from now. You simply want to be in this moment, receiving the inspiration, and then doing whatever you're inspired to do. And if you're not inspired to do anything, or if the fear is too great, then don't do it. But if you could look at it from a higher perspective and realize the fear is always irrational and the inspired action will always lead to your highest good and the highest good of everyone else, then there is no need not to do the thing you're inspired to do. There is no reason. You can do anything you're inspired to do. And that will lead to the fruition of every desire you've ever held in your entire life.
Gary, I have a question.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Friend who shared with me recently that she was a victim of sexual abuse, and I'm trying to support her in the best way possible, but I'm understanding the concept that everything is there for us to benefit with certain things in my life. In order for me to be able to support her, something as big as that, you know, how can I create a bigger container for myself to truly understand that?
Is there a reason to truly understand anyone else's life? If someone experienced something that you have not experienced, is there a need for you to understand that? If it's not in your experience, why do you need to put yourself in those shoes?
If I try to share with her my understanding of how this...
Why would you want to do that?
Just to be empathic
Because you feel negative emotion when you see someone else who's gone through or going through something that you don't think is good or right.
Right.
You can't understand from her perspective how it was for her benefit in some way. She may not... certainly understand it either. And yet it's led her on this trajectory, one to meet you, possibly, one to be where she's living, one to be where she is now, certainly. And yet you do not need to solve any problems for her because she has no problems. All the problems that anyone has is an illusion. It's done so from a limited perspective. From the higher perspective, there is no illusion. Yet you cannot share this with people who are not ready for it.
Well, if I had to try to understand it for myself, that it is for her benefit.
So, has there been anything that happened in your life that you wish didn't happen?
Now I can say no.
Right. But at the time, you would have said, my life would have been better had this thing not happened or had this thing did happen.
Correct.
And so the same thing is true of whatever it is. But you are only able to handle what happened in your life because you're equipped for your exploration. You're not equipped for the exploration of anyone else.
Right.
They're equipped for their exploration. Mm-hmm. But when you put yourself in their shoes, you're taking what you're equipped with and putting it into a different reality that you're not equipped with.
Gotcha.
And so some people will want to garner some sympathy or have people on their side saying, yes, you're a victim. This is a bad thing. This should never happen to you. And yet the thing that you didn't want happening, you can look from your perspective now and seeing that that was a good thing. Now, obviously, some subjects are more taboo or more traumatic in your experience than others. But there would be people on this planet who would look at the thing that happened to you and they say, oh, that was bad and wrong. That should never have happened. You are looking at from your perspective, realizing that that created a trajectory. And that trajectory led to where you are now.
Right.
You see. And now you're in one of the few places on earth of true freedom because you are having the clarity to see how things are actually happening here. And so in the early days, a woman came and said that her child had died, had been hit by a car and was killed. Universally would be considered as the most traumatic thing that could ever happen to anyone. And yet she knew from childhood that she was going to lose a child. She was literally prepared for that every day of her life. And certainly she was devastated by this. And yet she also was able to reach out to us to become a vibrational match with these teachings. And then to embrace them enough that she could see that her son was now in the non-physical, was communicating with her, and that she could be a shining example to all the family members. It was a large family that were suffering because she was suffering. And once she allowed herself to experience a little relief, everyone else in the family was experiencing the same relief. And now she can cherish the entire idea of her son and communicating with him now. And so she was able to handle that exploration. And that was part of the exploration she intended to have. She had everything she needed to go through it. Everyone else looking from the outside in couldn't help but see what a tragedy that was.
Right.
Because they're putting themselves in the shoes of the person that they're not equipped to have that experience.
I'm actually not putting myself in her shoes. I'm actually convinced that this was all for a greater, you know, the way Joshua explains it.
And you want her to see that as well, so that she won't feel so bad about this event.
So she can transcend it.
Yes. But what you're saying is she's not perfect as she is now. She needs to transcend this.
Right.
And if you say instead, she's perfect as she is now.
Right.
She will do this on her own. Mm-hmm. However, she is a vibrational match to me, and I happen to have information that she doesn't have. And at some point, if the inspiration comes and if the time is right, I can share little tidbits with her. And if she seeks more, then I can share a little more. But I need not change how she feels about herself or this event in order for her to be whole and perfect as she is, because I don't have to create in the reality of anyone else. I don't have to make anyone else good. Everyone else is perfect. You see, what we're talking about here is if you see someone as needing your help in any way, you're going to receive an urge to change that condition so they won't need your help. if you see someone as from the higher perspective, as they're on their journey of self-discovery and exploration, they are making their way through it. They are a vibrational match to you, and therefore there's something in there to it. But if you just act on an urge to change the condition and said something based in that urge, you would say something that would be ineffective in what you hope to accomplish. The more effective idea is to see her as absolutely perfect, see all the events in her life as perfect, see her on a trajectory where that's leading her towards where she intended to go, see the benefit that she will get when she transitions to the non-physical, and understand more about who she is, and realize that if the time comes that's right, you'll be inspired. And if you're inspired, you can say what you're inspired to say without fear. And if you're not inspired, you're not inspired. There's nothing that needs to happen. If you could do that with every single decision in your life, not needing something to change the conditions, but just allowing it to be at perfect as it is, and then acting on whatever inspiration comes, you would be highly effective in every single thing you do and every interaction you have with any other human.
Thank you.
Excellent. We have time for one more question. This question doesn't have to be important at all. It could be something totally silly. It doesn't matter what it is. Who would like to ask that question?
I'll go, Joshua.
Excellent.
Hi, this is Christy. So when we first started this call, I received a phone call from my daughter in tears. She had just given or attempted to give a presentation in a college course and had a ton of fear. She understands this work, and she started crying and ran out of the room. And so she called me for, you know, just, she was just lost. And I really didn't think much because I was on this call listening to you. And I just said to her, you know, you just allowed fear to get in the way of who you really are.
And what's the fear?
That she's not good enough, that she's not smart enough to do this. And I asked her, what's the fear? And without really thinking, and I'm not really sure exactly what my question is here, other than you're talking to everyone about talking to someone else. And I just told her, I said, this is not who you are. Take a breath, remember who you are, walk back in there, and do it again. And that was it. And I think it felt great when I said it, and I said, I love you, goodbye. And that was it. And now that I'm sitting listening to you, I think I'm maybe second guessing what.
So let's talk about her experience.
Okay.
She has an attachment to how she's viewed. So she cares if people think she's smart or articulate or presentable. She has an attachment to the outcome. She wants to get a grade or wants other people to think she's good. She's attached to the future graduation, and she's attached to how she handles herself in these situations. Without that attachment, she would just go up there and be who she truly is. Now, the event itself, would you say, is this a good event or a bad event?
I think it's great.
It's an awesome event. It's an excellent event because it allows her to create a trajectory from this, not care what people think, not be so attached to an outcome, not to worry, not to be anything other than who she is, not to allow fear to get into it. Now, you give her some advice that was inspired because it is perfectly aligned with love, and you're attached to her opinion of you.
Yes.
And so you second guess yourself. You hope it landed the way it was supposed to land. You hope that it all works out, you see. You have your attachments, she has her attachments. You can give up those attachments or you could reduce the intensity of those attachments or not, but at least know what you're doing.
Yes.
You're simply attached to the outcome. There is nothing you need to do. You can't get it wrong. It's impossible to fail. You cannot make a bad decision. Everything you do is an expansive experience that allows you to see who you are from another perspective. This is the only reason you're here. You can have resistance or have no resistance. In resistance, you're going to get urges to change the conditions. You're not going to feel good because your inner self is saying, There's no resistance needed here. You're looking at this from a limited perspective. It's an illusion. There is no danger. Nothing wrong is going on here. You can live in fear or you can live in acceptance. If you live in acceptance, then you'll be guided step by step. Some of these inspired ideas will produce immense fear. Some will produce no fear. You can analyze that fear. You can always work on your limiting beliefs, and you can always move towards who you truly are. But you can never move away from who you truly are. You can never move away from source. You can simply have the illusion that you're not who you truly are. You can simply have the illusion that you're disconnected from source. You are who you are. Your inner self is who you are. Your inner self is guiding you. You are creating a life that's spectacular for both you and your inner self. You have your own desires. Your inner self has true desires. If you think more about your true desires, you won't care so much about your made-up, fear-based, lack-based things you think you need, you see. And you can live in more freedom, more love, more abundance, more joy. That's all you want to do. When you second-guess yourself, it doesn't feel good.
No.
Because your inner self is saying, you acted in love with who you truly are. The doubt that you did the right thing is not aligned with who you truly are. You're imagining this in a way that is not empowering or true. Change your perspective and use your imagination to imagine the best possible outcome. So if you use your imagination in an empowering way, what would you say?
Now I would say that she took a deep breath and heard what I said, remembered who she is, processed the fear instantly, and walked back in there.
And realized you said it in love. And that's all that was.
Yes.
And doesn't matter how it turns out that you offered those words in love.
Yes.
That you were aligned with who you are, just as you were hoping she'd be aligned with who she is when she gave her presentation.
Right.
You are love. Everything that comes out of your mouth is love. You can think it isn't love if you want, but that's the limited perspective. Everything you do and say is love. Even when you're angry and you act on an urge to change a condition, it's still ultimately love because you created it, you are source, and you are love. And therefore, you cannot get anything wrong. You cannot make a wrong decision. You cannot fail. Everything is working out for you. Everything's working out perfectly. And seriously, the literally only difference here is there's some resistance or there's no resistance. If you ease up on that resistance, then everything else will manifest brilliantly without you having to struggle one iota.
Great. Thank you.
We have had the most amazing time with the most amazing people in the most amazing conversation. We are delighted to be here as always, and we look forward to being with you again. Until then, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.